All right, here we are. Welcome to Tiny Tidal Waves, Raglan Community Radio on Tuesday, the 28th of January. And tonight, it's a special one. I mean, it's always a kind of a special one, but let's crank that up. And let's put this up here. Oh, tonight I've got a treat, a mini, mini treats, an hour and a half full of treats. We're talking about Prince tonight, and we're going to be listening to Prince and generally finding out about Prince and how much I love Prince. There's a kind of a theme here. Every now and then I'm throwing in a formative artist or a formative band into the show, and this week is one of the most formative. And yeah, we're gonna listen to a bunch of Prince and have a mean time. So let's start really from the start.
I wanna be your lover.
We love a fade out on this show. This is Tiny Tidal Waves. I'm Kane. Tonight, we're listening to Prince. We're talking about Prince. We're going to learn a little bit about him. Prince Rogers Nelson, born June 7th, 1958, died April 21st, 2016, was an American singer, songwriter, musician, and actor. The recipient of numerous awards and nominations, he is regarded as one of the greatest musicians of his generation. He was known for his flamboyant, androgynous persona, his wide vocal range, which included a far-reaching falsetto and high-pitched screams, and his skill as a multi-instrumentalist, often preferring to play all or most of the instruments on his recordings. His music incorporated a wide variety of styles, including funk, R&B, rock, new wave, soul, synth-pop, pop, jazz, blues, and hip-hop. Prince produced his albums himself, pioneering the Minneapolis sound. Side note, we're going to have to do a Minneapolis sound episode, and I know just the guy to come and help me with it. So let's learn a little bit more, and then we'll go back to the music. Born and raised in Minneapolis, Prince signed a record deal with Warner Brothers Records at the age of 18, soon releasing the albums For You in 1978 and self-titled Prince in 1979. That's what you just heard from I Want to Be Your Lover and I Feel For You was off of his second album, Prince, in 79. He went on to achieve critical success with the influential albums Dirty Mind, 1980, Controversy, 1981, and 1999, which was released in 1982. His sixth album, Purple Rain, which was 1984, was recorded with his new backing band, The Revolution, and was also the soundtrack to the film of the same name in which he starred. Just amazing. The album garnered continued success for Prince and was a major commercial achievement, spending six consecutive months atop the US Billboard 200 chart. The soundtrack also won Prince the Academy Award for Best Original Song Score, while the movie grossed $70.3 million worldwide against its $7.2 million budget and publications. That's insane when you think about $70 million for a movie that you made for your album, and that is in 1984. So that's a lot of money back then. Critics have regarded Purple Rain as one of the greatest musical films. After disbanding The Revolution, Prince released the album Sign of the Times, widely hailed by the critics as the greatest work of his career. I disagree, but I understand where they're coming from. So I'm a gigantic Prince fan, and this is Prince, the first one, because we're probably going to have to do a second Prince episode. We just don't have time to play all of the songs I want to play. But basically, we're going to run through some hits from Prince, Controversy, 1999, Purple Rain. We're even going to do, what's this one, Around the World in a Day, Sign of the Times, and Diamonds and Pearls, my favorite record. And we're going to end there because I think that's about all we'll have time for. So let's get on with it. This is Controversy.
trespass and sus. Lead us not into temptation, deliver us from evil. The line is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
Touch of mercy.
1999 from Prince, from the album 1999, and before that was Controversy off of the album Controversy. He's got a theme. This is Tiny Tidal Waves. I'm Kane. It's Tuesday night on Reagan Community Radio, and we are listening to Prince. We're talking about Prince. We've learned a little bit about some sort of overview of him. We're going to keep going with that, and then we might talk a little bit deeper about some parts of it. But we want to keep it light, you know, surface level, and just listen to lots of rad music. So, continuing on, in the midst of a contractual dispute with Warner Brothers, in 1993, Prince changed his stage name to the unpronounceable symbol known to the fans as the Love Symbol, and was often referred to as the artist formerly known as Prince, or TAFKAP, or simply The Artist. After moving to Arista Records in 1998, Prince reverted to its original name in 2000. Over the next decade, six of his albums entered the top 10 US charts. In April 2016, at the age of 57, Prince died after accidentally overdosing on fentanyl at his Paisley Park home and recording studio in Chanhassen, Minnesota. He was a prolific musician who released 39 albums during his life, with a vast array of unreleased material left in a custom-built bank vault underneath his home after his death, including fully completed albums and over 50 finished music videos. Numerous posthumous collections of his previously unheard work have been issued by his estate. Not sure how I feel about that. You know, like something to like hold on to all of your demos and all of your outtakes and all the songs that you made that you don't really want to release, you know, if you're prolific as Prince. But maybe he didn't want to release them. It's an awkward situation there, you know. Because Prince has sold more than 100 million records worldwide, which ranks him among the best-selling music artists of all time. His awards include the Grammy President's Merit Award, the American Music Awards for Achievement and of Merit, the Billboard Icon Award, an Academy Award, and a Golden Globe Award. He was also inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2004, the UK Music Hall of Fame in 2006, and the Rhythm and Blues Music Hall of Fame in 2016, and was inducted twice into the Black Music and Entertainment Walk of Fame in 2022. Estimates of the complete number of songs written by Prince range anywhere from 500 to well over 1,000. Some of these songs were made popular after being covered by other musicians, including Nothing Compares to You by Sinead O'Connor and Manic Monday by the Bangles. Whoa, I didn't know he wrote Manic Monday. Nothing Compares to You, of course. She made it iconic. It's a good song when he does it, but, you know, she killed it. Manic Monday, no idea that the Bangles did that. A song we heard earlier, I Feel For You. Chaka Khan actually did a really incredible version of that, which we might hear at some other point on a different night. Anyway, we're going to continue with Prince, another tune off of his 1999 record, Little Red Corvette. If you can't tell, we're going kind of chronologically. And then we're going to hit up Purple Rain off of the album Purple Rain. You see title tracks? See where we're going with this? Okay, here we go.
Little red Corvette, being James. That's on the verge of being insane. No rubber, baby. Give me the keys. I'm gonna try to tame it away. Love machine.
Purple rain. say you want a leader, but you can't seem to make up your mind. I think you better close it and let me guide you to the purple rain. Purple rain.
Pull this down a little bit. It does have a bit of an outro. That is Purple Rain from the album Purple Rain from Prince. Purple Rain is the sixth studio album by Prince. It was released on June 25th, 1984. I was 2 months old. It's by Warner Brothers Records as a soundtrack album to the 1984 film of the same name. Purple Rain was musically denser than Prince's previous albums, emphasizing full band performances and multiple layers of guitars, keyboards, electronics, synthesizer effects, drum machines, and other instruments. Much of the album had a grandiose, synthesized, and psychedelic sheen to the production and performances. The music on Purple Rain is generally regarded as the most pop-oriented of Prince's career, though a number of elements point towards the more experimental records Prince would release after Purple Rain. The music video for the album's lead single, When Doves Cry, sparked controversy among network executives who thought its sexual nature was too explicit for television. The risque lyrics of Darling Nikki raised complaints from Tipper Gore, who cares, and the Parents Music Resource Center, and contributed to the implementation of parental advisory stickers and imprints on album covers, which personally I think just makes them cooler. Purple Rain became Prince's first album to reach number one on the Billboard 200. The album spent 24 consecutive weeks atop the Billboard 200 and was present on the chart for a total of 167 weeks. When Doves Cry and Let's Go Crazy reached number one on the Billboard Hot 100, while Purple Rain, the song, peaked at number two, and I Would Die For You peaked at number eight. In May 1996, the album was certified 13 times platinum by the Recording Industry Association of America. It is Prince's commercial peak, with total sales standing at 25 million copies worldwide, making it one of the best-selling albums of all time. Prince and the Revolution won Grammy Awards for Best Rock Performance by a Duo or Group with Vocal and Best Score for Soundtrack for Visual Media, while Prince also won the Academy Award for Best Original Song Score for the film Purple Rain. Music critics noted the innovative and experimental aspects of the soundtrack's music, most famously on the spare, bassless When Doves Cry. Other aspects of the music, especially its synthesis of electronic elements with organic instrumentation and full band performances, along with its consolidation of rock and R&B, were identified by critics as distinguishing, even experimental factors. Purple Rain is regularly ranked among the greatest albums of all time. Rolling Stone ranked the album number 8 on its 2020 list of the 500 greatest albums of all time. It was inducted into the Grammy Hall of Fame and added to the Library of Congress National Recording Registry list of sound recordings that are, quote, culturally, historically, or aesthetically significant. Interesting that the Recording Registry has sound recordings that are aesthetically significant. That's kind of cool. Okay, we're going to hear two more songs from the album Purple Rain, I Would Die For You and The Bassless When Doves Cry. We'll be right back.
My father too.
There was When Doves Cry from Prince off of the album Purple Rain. Right, I just realized that I'd missed a song on the playlist. So we've got two coming up from two different records. The first is Raspberry Beret from Around the World in a Day, and the second is Kiss from Parade, which is another movie soundtrack. So we're kind of short on time. That's what I get for playing the entirety of Controversy and Purple Rain with all of the outros and everything, and talking too much. So we're going to hit two more songs, and we'll come back and talk a little bit about Sign of the Times.
I'm
That's Kiss from Prince. And yeah, this is Tiny Tidal Waves. I'm Kane. And tonight we're talking about Prince. We're listening to Prince. And we are going to learn a little bit about Sign of the Times before we hear a couple of songs from it. So Sign of the Times is the ninth studio album by Prince. It was first released on March 30th, 1987 as a double album by Paisley Park Records and Warner Brother Records. The album is the follow-up to Parade and is Prince's first solo album following his disbanding of The Revolution. The album's songs were largely recorded during 1986 to 1987 in sessions for releases Prince ultimately aborted, Dream Factory. It was the sessions. He was going to do an album called Dream Factory, and he aborted it and then repackaged these songs. The pseudonyms Camille and finally the triple album Crystal Ball. Okay, so it's Dream Factory, Camille, and Crystal Ball. He kind of didn't do any of them, but he ended up doing Sign of the Times. Prince eventually compromised with label executives and shortened the length of the release to a double album. Okay. So many of the drum sounds on Sign of the Times came from the Lin LM1 drum machine, and Prince used the Fairlight CMI synthesizer to replace other instruments. Minimal instrumentation is heard on the stripped-down Sign of the Times, which is a lead single. Four songs contain higher-pitched vocals to represent Prince's alter ego, Camille. The album's music touches on a varied range of styles, including funk, soul, psychedelic pop, electro, and rock. If you want an interesting listen, there's a great podcast about Prince. And it does go into depth about the whole Dream Factory, Camille, Crystal Ball, triple album kind of thing. And and the negotiations to get it down to Sign of the Times. Sign of the Times was released and supported by several singles. Among them was socially conscious Sign of the Times and If I Was Your Girlfriend, in addition to a well-received concert film of the same name. The album peaked at number 6 on the Billboard 200 and was certified platinum 4 months after its release. It reached top 10 in Austria, France, NZ, and a bunch of other countries. Number 1 in Switzerland. Has You Got the Look, I Could Never Take the Place of Your Man, and were all top 10 hits on the Billboard 100. Following Prince's death, the album re-entered the Billboard 200 at number 20. The not as commercially successful as Purple Rain, Sign of the Times was Prince's most acclaimed album, being voted 1987's best album in the Paz and Jop Critics Poll. Included in many lists of the greatest albums of all time, it has been appraised by many critics as Prince's best album ahead of Purple Rain. Writing for the Rolling Stone Album Guide in 2004, Michelangelo Matos regarded it as, quote, the most complete example of Prince's artistry breadth and arguably the finest album of the 1980s. In 2017, the album was inducted into the Grammy Hall of Fame. Right, we're going to hear two songs off of it. If I Was Your Girlfriend, I'm not going to play. I'm going to play Sign of the Times and You Got the Look, because those are my favorites, and we ain't got time for If I Was Your Girlfriend. But here we go.
Chance his girlfriend came across a needle and soon she did the same. At home there are 17-year-old boys and their idea of fun is being in a gang called the Disciples, high on crack and toting a machine gun. Church and kill everyone inside. You turn on the telly and every other story is telling you somebody died. My sister killed a baby cause she couldn't afford to feed it, and it was sending people to the moon. In September my cousin tried reefer for the very first time. Now he's doing horse. It's June. Mm.
that ship explodes. And everybody still wants to fly. Some say man ain't happiness, man truly dies. Oh, time. Baby, make a speech, Star Wars fly. Neighbors just shine at home. But if a night falls and a bomb falls, will anybody see the dawn? Time. Time. Times.
in the world, series of love.
Diamonds and Pearls from Prince off of the record of the same name. Diamonds and Pearls is the 13th album from Prince, and the first with his new backing band, the New Power Generation, was released on October 1st, 1991. Lots and lots of singles, incredible record. I think it's the first, well, I don't know if it's the first Prince album I heard. It's definitely the first Prince album I had. My dad had it, and I used to play it all the time as a little dude. And that's really what sparked my love for Prince. But then listening to some of the songs, especially the song we're about to listen to, the next two songs we're about to listen to, they're pretty sexual for a young person that doesn't really understand the meaning of the song. But you can't deny how awesome the record is. The opening track, Thunder, is probably my favorite Prince song, which we're not going to play tonight because we don't have time. We're just running out of time. Too much Prince. Too many good songs to hear. Okay, so let's do two more and come back and wrap it up. This is Cream without Rap Monologue.
do is wrong.
Get up. 23 positions in a one night stand.
Get up.
I'll only call you after you just say I can.
Get up.
Here I am.
Here I am. I got the jizz from a friend of yours named Vanessa Bet. She said you told her a fantasy that got her all wet. Something about a little box with a mirror and a tongue inside. What she told me then got me so hot I knew that we could slide. Get up.
23 positions in a one night stand.
Get up.
I'll only call you after if you say I can.
Get up. Let a woman be a woman and a man be a man. Get up.
If you want to, baby, here I am.
Here I am. Get up. 1, 2, 3, no, little cutie, I ain't drinking. Scope this, I was just thinking. You plus me, what a ride. If you was thinking the same, we could continue outside. Lay your pretty body against the parking meter. Strip your dress down like I was stripping a pita. Balls, I'm enjoying. Let me show you, baby, I'm a talented boy.
Everybody grab a body. Pump it like you want somebody.
Get up. So here we are, so here we are, so here we are. Here we are, my paisley crib. What you want to eat?
Rib.
I'm a toy, I don't serve ribs. You better be happy that dress is still on. I heard the rip when you sat down. Honey, them hips is gone, but that's alright, I clock them that way. Mind me of something James used to say. I like them fat, I like them proud. You got to have a mother for me. Now move your big ass round this way so I can work on that zipper, baby. Tonight, you're a star, and I'm a big dipper.
I'm the Big Dipper, baby. Get Off from Prince, from his album Diamonds and Pearls. Before that was Cream. This has been Tiny Tidal Waves on Raglan Community Radio. My name is Kane, and this was the Prince episode, probably the first of two or three Prince episodes eventually, because we only really made it to Diamonds and Pearls from 1991, and he was making music right up until the day he died in 2016. So we'll get there, but it's been a good one, and I've got one more song for you. So thanks for listening, if you have been. I hope you enjoyed a whole lot of Prince. Tune in next week for something entirely different. This is Money Don't Matter Tonight. Good evening.
Unlucky for him again. He
Show.